Project 5, be careful what you wish for. There's a party at Sam's place tonight. It's his brother's 18th birthday. Can I go? His brother's 18th, said his father. So there'll be alcohol there, I suppose. No, I don't think that's a good idea. And you need to tidy your room, said his mother. Your clothes are all over the floor. Oh, I'll do it when I get back, said Frank angrily, and he went out to get the bus into town to meet his friends. Tidy your room, clean your shoes, go to bed, get up, Frank muttered as he was waiting for the bus. I wish my parents would just go away and leave me alone. Are you sure that's what you want? Startled, Frank looked up and saw the bus driver smiling at him. Strange, he thought. He didn't hear the bus arriving. Pardon, he said. If you hop on the magic bus, said the driver, you can have your wish and two more as well. But be careful what you wish for. You don't always get what you think you'll get. Well, I definitely want my first wish, said Frank, and he got on the bus and went into town. The house was very quiet when he got home again at 4:30 or 4:30. There was a piece of paper on the kitchen table. Dear Frank, he read, we've decided to go on a trip round the world. See you next year. Love, Mom and Dad. He couldn't believe it. The magic bus was real. First, he phoned Sam and told him that he was going to the party. Then he took his coat off. He was going to hang it up, but he remembered no parents. So he just dropped it on the floor. Then he turned his stereo on very loud. Wow, this is great, he thought. Half an hour later, however, he started to feel very hungry. No parents was good, but no dinner was not. I am starving, he thought. I wish I had something to eat. I could eat a horse. In a flash, there was a large black horse standing in the middle of the kitchen. What? Oh no, said Frank. That was my second wish. Oh, I must be more careful. He took the horse out into the back garden. I'll deal with you tomorrow, he said. Great party, isn't it? Yes, really cool, said Frank. He was dancing with Sam's cousin Molly. Suddenly, Sam grabbed his arm. My brother's going to take us for a ride in his car. It was his birthday present. Is that a good idea? Said Frank. Your brother's had a lot to drink. Oh, he's a good driver. Don't worry, said Molly. Come on. The tires squealed and the car shot into the road. Through the town, they went very fast and the car almost turned over on the corners. Frank felt sick. "This is really dangerous," he said. "We're going to have an accident. Slow down." "No, it's great fun," said Molly. "Yes, don't be a wimp," said Sam. "No, I want to get out," shouted Frank. "Stop the car!" The car screeched to a stop and Frank got out. Then the car drove off into the night. Frank looked around. He didn't know where he was. It was cold and dark, and it was starting to rain. "How did I get myself into this?" he cried. "Why did I get on that stupid magic bus? I wish it was Saturday morning again." The next moment, Frank was at the bus stop, blinking in the bright morning sunshine. "Well, are you going to get on or aren't you?" It was the bus driver, but he wasn't smiling now. He looked very impatient. "What?" said Frank. No, I'm not." He turned and ran home. His parents were sitting at the kitchen table. "I'm not going into town," he said. "I'm going to tidy my room instead."
"Ooh."
Mr. and Mrs. Smith looked at each other. They couldn't believe their ears. Frank turned to go upstairs.
Frank, said his father, we've had a talk about the party and we think it will be all right, but no, it's okay, said Frank. I don't want to go.
He went up to his bedroom. That was really weird, he thought. Was it a dream? A magic bus, crazy. And he laughed. Oh, maybe I will go to the party after all. Then he heard his mother's voice, very loud. She was calling his father. "Quick," she shouted. "Quick, look! There's a big black horse in our back garden!"